Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Personal Brilliance, and one of our top leadership experts in the Brain Trust. Jim, thanks again for being here. And we're talking about leading and developing people. And, Jim, you learned about some of this from your mom, didn't you?
Well, you know, our mama gives us some great advice. You know, we've all heard, if you can't say something nice, just say nothing at all.
Yeah.
That applies to, you know, it's very helpful to us in day-to-day social interaction, of course. But as a leader, we owe it to our teams to communicate with candor. If you see something, you must say something in regard to development. Now, we need to do it strategically, but our job is to help people get better, and we can't let things go, right?
Tell us about what that would look like.
Well, you know, the danger is that things drag out, Jim. But
what would be an example of something someone might see that you don't want them to let go?
Well, it could be. Let's think about seeing a frontline person interacting with a customer,
right?
And seeing that they missed two or three great signals from that customer where they would have been able to do some mm-hmm. great things for that customer.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just let that go by because that becomes a habit then for that frontline person.
Right.
So what we have to do is then take that frontline person aside in the best way possible and help them learn from our experience and mm-hmm. what we know mm-hmm. might be helpful so that they're better the next time. We don't have that many times
and of course,
to let that pass.
Now, good sales organizations take care of this by having ride-alongs, manager ride-along, mm-hmm. rides along with a salesperson in the field, or they'll tag team a retail customer. The manager will be nearby, and they'll be listening and everything. And then the salesperson knows at the end of the call, at the end of the contact with a customer, they're going to get debriefed. There's going to be an analysis made. They know that.
It's built in because yeah. the assumption is we're working on getting better.
That's not always
the case for the operational person,
That's my point. I don't think the sales teams have a problem with this. I think back on all the sales teams I've ever worked for, my managers either critiqued me or they taught me how to critique myself. The challenge, in my opinion, is more in the non-sales part of the organization, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's everything from customer interaction, how you mechanically do your job, to how you work with other
coworkers. So what would an organizational
managers, et cetera.
What would an organizational scenario look like?
Well, let's say that we're working on a project to do something and it's between the marketing department and the operations department.
Mm-hmm.
As a leader, I'm watching very closely how the marketing people are interacting with the operations folks and vice versa. This is, you know, they're two different worlds sometimes, right? And we have this nice barrier between the two departments. We're forcing a situation where we're going to be working together. How does that work? We, you know, if something bad happens, we can develop a quote, fight between the two groups forever. And that could affect our culture. I want to be watching that very closely as a leader and be able to coach through that as necessary so that we receive benefits from that working together opposed to creating a problem.
How do you do this without people feeling like you're clucking over them, you're hovering?
Well, we have to set the stage for we are working on getting better all the time. It's a development process. Just like you said, the salespeople just assume it, right? It's baked in. We have to create that environment. So we can't just come in and say, hey, Jim, you're doing it wrong, right? Out of the blue.
Right, right.
We have to have set the stage for that. That's what leadership's about, is creating that environment so that we're in growth mode all the time. And then we could lean on that and say, hey, here's a good example that came up this morning. Let's work through it.
Have you noticed that increasingly it's hard to get people to be urgent in improvement, that there seems to be a lack of urgency from what it was when you and I were coming up as pups?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure that it's a disease across the entire population, but yeah, that is noticeable.
Urgency is a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, and Jim, in a small business environment, it's one thing. I tend to work in the larger organizations, and it's even worse. It takes so long to get things done. Mm-hmm. And if it's a customer situation, we can figure out how to get it done. It's right in front of us. If it's an employee situation, it's so easy to put off until later. But time is precious. We only have so many opportunities, and we have to take full advantage of those opportunities. You know, learning's going to happen over time, but we're in a hurry, right? We have an end goal that we need to get to.
Yep.
And we have that responsibility to develop others, so we have to take advantage of all those opportunities. We're making an avoidable mistake. We're not aware of the problem. We have to address it. And who should help our people do that?
Right.
But their leader, right? It's our job. That's what.
Isn't the best way to help people to correct them, to grow them, through mentoring, not so much through critiquing?
Yeah, and this is an important point that we need to bring up. And
hold on to that thought. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask you that question again. And we're going to talk about that, folks. What should be the demeanor? What should be the approach that you take when you're developing people? Are you critiquing them or are you mentoring them? Which one? Quick break. Right back to Jim Cantarucci after these messages. Feeling like I ought
to. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.